Page 128. For we all wit well that an ye may slay these two traitors, the Red City, and all those that be therein will take you for their lord. Truly, said Sir Palomides, it grieveth my heart for to hear you tell this doleful tale. And to say the truth, I saw the same letter that he speak of, and one of the best knights on the earth read that letter to me. By his commandment I come hither to revenge your king's death, and therefore have done, and let me wit where I shall find those traitors, for I shall never be at ease in my heart till I be in hands with them. Sir, said Sir Abel, then take your ship again, and that ship must bring you unto the Delectable Isle, fast by the Red City, and we in this castle shall pray for you and abide your again coming. For this same castle, and ye speed well, must needs be yours. For our King Erymance let make this castle for the love of the two traitors, so we kept it with strong hand, and therefore full sore are we threated. What ye shall do, said Sir Palomides, whatsomever, come of me, look ye keep well this castle. For it misfortune me, so to be slain in this quest, I am sure there will come one of the best knights of the world for to revenge my death, and that is Sir Tristram de Lyonesse, for else Sir Launcelot du Lake. Then Sir Palomides departed from that castle, and as he came nigh the city, there came out of a ship a goodly knight armed against him with his shield on his shoulder and his hand upon his sword. And anon as he came nigh Sir Palomides, he said, Sir knight, what seek ye here? Leave this quest, for it is mine, and mine it was ever it was yours, and therefore I will have it. Sir knight, said Sir Palomides, it may well be that this quest was yours, or it was mine, but when the letter was take out of the dead king's hand, at that time by likelihood there was no knight had undertake the revenge to revenge the death of the king. Page 129. And so at that time I promised to revenge his death, and so I shall, or else I am ashamed. Ye say well, said the knight. But wit ye well, then, will I fight with you, and who be the better knight of us both, let him take the battle upon hand. I assent me, said Sir Palomides, and then they dressed their shields, pulled out their swords, and they lashed together many sad strokes as men of might. And this fighting was more than an hour, but at the last Sir Palomides waxed big and better winded, so that then he smote that knight with such a stroke that he made him to kneel upon his knees. Then that knight spake on high and said, Gentle knight, hold thy hand. Sir Palomides was goodly and withdrew his hand. Then this knight said, Wit ye well, knight, that thou art better worthy to have this battle than I, and require thee of thy knighthood, and tell me thy name. Sir, my name is Sir Palomides, knight of King Arthur's, and of the Table Round, that hither I come to revenge the death of this dead king. Chapter 63. Of the Preparation of Sir Palomides and the True Brethren that should fight with him. Well be ye found, said the knight to Palomides, for of all knights that he be alive except thee, except three, I have leavest have you. The first is Sir Launcelot du Lake, and Sir Tristram de Lyonesse, and third is my nigh cousin, Sir Lamorak de Gales, and I am brother unto King Erymance that is dead, and my name is Sir Eramind. Ye say well, said Sir Palomides, and ye shall see how I shall speed. And if there be slain, go ye to, and if I be there slain, go ye to my lord Sir Launcelot, or else to my lord Sir Tristram, and pray them to revenge my death, for as for Sir Lamorak, him shall ye never see in this world. Page 130. Alas, sir, alas, said Sir Eramind, how may that be? He is slain, said Sir Palomides, by Sir Gawain and his brethren. So God me help, said Sir Eramind, there was not one for one that slew him. That is truth, said Sir Palomides, for there were four dangerous knights that slew him, as Sir Gawain, Sir Agravain, Sir Gareth, and Sir Mordred, but Sir Gareth, the fifth brother, was away the best knight of them all. And so Sir Palomides told Eramind all the manner how they slew Sir Lamorak, all only by treason. So Sir Palomides took his ship and arrived up at the Delectable Isle, and in the meanwhile Sir Eramind, that was the king's brother, he arrived up at the Red City, and there he told them how there was common a knight of King Arthur's to avenge King Erymance's death, and his name is Sir Palomides the good knight, that for the most part he followeth the beast Glatisant. Then all the city made joy, for mickle had they heard of Sir Palomides and of his noble prowess. So they ordained a messenger and sent unto the true brethren, and bade them to make ready, for there was a knight coming that would fight with them both. So the messenger went unto them where there was a castle there beside, and there he told them how there was a knight coming of King Arthur's court to fight with them both at once. "He is welcome," said they, "but tell us, we pray you, if it be Sir Launcelot of any of his blood." "He is none of that blood," said the messenger. "Then we care the less," said the two brethren, "for with none of the blood of Sir Launcelot we keep not to have ado withal." "Wit ye well," said the messenger, "that his name is Sir Palomides, and that yet is unchristened, a noble knight." "Well," said they, "and he be now unchristened, he shall never be christened." So they appointed to be at that city within 2 days. Page 131. And when Sir Palomides was come to the city, they made passing great joy of him, and then they beheld him, and saw that he was well made, cleanly and bigly, and unmaimed of his limbs, and neither too young nor too old, and so all the people praised him. And though he was not christened yet, he believed in the best manner, and was full faithful and true of his promise, and well conditioned. And because he made his avow that he would never be christened unto the time that he had achieved the beast Glatissant, that which was a wonderful beast and a great signification, for Merlin prophesied much of that beast. And also Sir Palomides avowed never to take full Christendom unto the time that he had done 7 battles within the lists. So within the 3rd day there came to the city these 2 brethren. The one was Helios, and the other Helake, that which were men of great prowess, howbeit that they were false and full of treason, and but poor men born, yet they were noble knights of their hands. And with them they brought 40 knights, to that intent that they should be big enough for the Red City. Thus came the 2 brethren with great Bourbons and pride, for they had put the Red City in fear and damage. Bourbons, boasting. Return to text. Then they were brought to the lists, and Sir Palomides came into the place and said thus, "Be ye the 2 brethren, Helios and Helake, that slew your king and lord, Sir Erymance, by felony and treason, for whom that I am coming hither to revenge his death?" Wit thou well, said Sir Helios and Sir Helake, "that we are the same knights that slew King Erymance, and wit thou well, Sir Palomides, Saracen, that we shall handle thee so, or thou depart, that thou shalt wish that thou wast christened." "It may well be," said Sir Palomides, "for yet I would not die, or I were christened. And yet so am I not afeard of you both, but I trust to God that I shall die a better Christian man than any of you both. And doubt ye not," said Sir Palomides, "either ye or I shall be left dead in this place." Page 132. Chapter 64. Of the battle between Sir Palomides and the 2 brethren, and how the 2 brethren were slain. Then they departed, and the 2 brethren came against Sir Palomides, and he against them, as fast as their horses might run. And by fortune Sir Palomides smote Helake through his shield and through the breast more than a fathom. All this while Sir Helios held up his spear, and for pride and orgulity he would not smite Sir Palomides with his spear. And when he saw his brother lie on the earth, and saw he might not help himself, then he said unto Sir Palomides, "Help thyself." And therewith he came hurtling unto Sir Palomides with his spear, smote him quite from his saddle. Then Sir Helios rode over Sir Palomides twice or thrice. And therewith Sir Palomides was ashamed, and gat the horse of Sir Helios by the bridle. Therewithal the horse arreared, and Sir Palomides help after, and so they both fell to the earth. But anon Sir Helios start up lightly, and there he smote Sir Palomides a great stroke upon the helm, that he kneeled down upon his own knee. Then they lashed together many sad strokes, and traced and traversed, now backward, now sidling, hurtling together like 2 boars, and at the same time they fell both grovelling to the earth. Thus they fought, still without any reposing, 2 hours, and never breathed. And then Sir Palomides waxed faint and weary, and Sir Helios waxed passing strong, and doubled his strokes, and drove Sir Palomides overthwart and endlong all the field, that they of the city, when they saw Sir Palomides in this case, they wept and cried, and made great dole, and the other party made as great joy. Alas, said the men of the city, that this noble knight should thus be slain for our king's sake. And as they were thus weeping and crying, Sir Palomides, that had suffered 100 strokes, that it was wonder that he stood on his feet, at last Sir Palomides beheld as he might the common people, how they wept for him. Page 133. And then he said to himself, Ah, fie for shame, Sir Palomides, why hangest thou thy head so low? And therewith he bare up his shield and looked Sir Helius in the visage, and he smote him a great stroke upon the helm, and after that another and another. And then he smote Sir Helius with such a might that he fell to the earth grovelling. And then he raised off his helm from his head, and there he smote him such a buffet that he departed his head from the body. And then were the people of the city the joyfulest people that might be. So they brought him to his lodging with great solemnity. There all the people came to him, became his men. And then Sir Palomides prayed them all to keep unto all the lordship of King Arimance. For, fair sirs, witty well I may not as at this time abide with you, for I must in all haste be with my lord Arthur, by my lord King Arthur, at the castle of Lonazep, the which I have promised. Then was the people full heavy at his departing, for all that city proffered Sir Palomides the third part of their goods, so that he would abide with them, but in no wise as at that time he would not abide. And so Sir Palomides departed, and so he came unto the castle thereas Sir Abel was lieutenant. And when they were in the castle, wist how Sir Palomides had sped, there was a joyful mien. And so Sir Palomides departed, and came to the castle of Lonazep. And when he wist that Sir Tristram was not there, he took his way over Humber, and came unto Joyous Gard, whereas Sir Tristram was and La Beale Isoud. Sir Tristram had commanded that what knight errant came within the joyous guard, as in the town, that they should warn Sir Tristram. So there came a man of the town, and told Sir Tristram how there was a knight in the town, a passing goodly man. What manner of man is he, said Sir Tristram, and what sign beareth he? So the man told Sir Tristram all the tokens of him. That is Palomides, said Dinadan.